move, please.
So why are you insisting on doing this?
Well, because you're starting private school tomorrow.
Yes, but I'm going to be wearing shoes. Nobody's going to see my feet.
Okay, but everybody knows that private school girls are bad. And bad girls always wear red nail polish. Are you nervous?
About what?
About starting Tilton?
Well, I wasn't until I heard about all those bad girls.
Guys, new CD, XTC, Apple Venus Volume 2.
Oh, whoa, oh, good!
But you only finished half my toes.
Who cares? You're going to be wearing shoes anyway.
Dramatic. Where's the bathroom?
We have to go. What if there's traffic?
Mom! I had this all planned, you know. I was gonna get up early. I was gonna get coffee. I was gonna take a shower. I was gonna pick up my clothes from the dry cleaners.
Oh my God. My clothes.
What?
I don't have any clean clothes.
7:50.
All my nice things were dirty.
It's 7:16.
Oh, my God, I was going to wear my blue suit with the flippy skirt. I look so great in the flippy skirt.
It's 7:17.
Okay, you know what, time lady? Why don't you go downstairs and warm up the car? That would be really super. Thank you.
Just hurry.
Oh, this sucks. This sucks.
It's 7:18.
Oh, for the love of God!
This is the last time I buy anything just because it's furry.
It's 7.
What do you think of finishing that sentence? What?
Nothing. I just didn't know the rodeo was in town.
All right, that's it. I'm bringing the baby pictures.
No! I'm sorry! I love the rodeo. The rodeo rules!
I don't know how to say goodbye to you.
Smaller.
Yeah.
And less off with their head.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm just trying to see if there's a hunchback up in that bell tower.
So how do I look?
You look great.
Really?
Really. You are an amazing kid. You have earned this. You just go in there and show them what smart really is. I love you. Call me if you need me.
You're kidding, right?
No. Call me if you need anything. I'm great at making up dirty cheers.
You have to go in with me.
Rory, come on.
You have to meet the headmaster.
Well, Look at me. I can't meet anybody who does anything in there.
Mom!
No, I look like that chick from the Dukes of Hazzard.
This is my first day. You are not getting out of going in there with me, period.
Good morning. Oh, well, we're going to be best friends.
So, where do we go?
The Ambrose Building.
Which is...
the big, scary one.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the input.
Ross?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for the headmaster's office, Ambrose Building.
Ah, okay. Well, this is it right here. Just go inside, downstairs, make a left, and the headmaster's office is at the end of the hall.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Ian Jack. My daughter, Julia, goes to school here.
Hi, I'm Lorelai Gilmore. This is my daughter, Rory.
Your daughter? Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's great. Daughters are a great thing.
We're a big fan.
Yeah. So, is your husband here? I'd love to meet him.
I'm not married.
Ah.
I'd love to meet your wife, though.
I'm divorced.
Shame.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've really got to...
Right. We got to go meet the big guy, and I got to get back to work.
Where do you work?
At an inn, the Independence Inn. I run it.
Really?
In a different outfit, of course.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Lorelai. Good luck in school, Rory. I'll tell Julia to look out for you.
Great, thanks.
Yeah. What a nice, nice man.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get you a mirror?
I'm back. Let's go. Oh, good. More big stuff.
Sure enough.
You ready?
Yes.
Excuse me. Oh, hi, wow, hi. I'm Lorelai Gilmore. This is my daughter, Lorelai Gilmore, because I named her after me as in the hospital, all whacked out on Demerol, never mind. But we call her... Rory, it's short for Lorelai. She'll answer to either one or even hey you, depending on the... is the headmaster here?
One moment.
See? That's what happens when you go to bed with your makeup on.
Headmaster Charleston, we'll see you now.
Great, thanks.
Ms. Gilmore, I'm Headmaster Charleston.
Hi. Wow. It's really nice to meet... Mom. What are you doing here?
I came to wish my granddaughter luck on her first day of school.
But...
Rory, you look wonderful in that uniform.
You didn't have to come all the way out here, Mom.
Well, this gave me a chance to make sure that Hanlon here takes good care of Rory.
You're Hanlon.
Hanlon Charleston.
Hanlon's wife and I are on the symphony fundraising committee together.
Wow, that's great.
Your father and I are golf rivals. We're still fighting it out to see which one is worse.
Oh, yes. We're all old friends.
Well, there's nothing like friends. Especially if they're old. Ones.
Well, would you like to take off your coat and have a seat?
Oh, no. No, I'm fine.
I'm afraid they were a little overzealous with the furnace this morning. It's quite warm in here.
I like it warm.
Lorelai, take off your coat and sit down. You don't want Hanlon to think you're rude.
Laundry day.
How Hanlon, did you know that Rory has a 4.0 grade average?
Oh, I'm sure he does, Mom.
This is a very special girl. You take good care of her.
We'll do our best, Emily.
Oh, God. Rory is not going to be a problem. She's totally low maintenance, you know, like a Honda. You know, there's easy, just... Nice office.
Well, I don't think we should take up any more of your precious time. Hanlon, it was lovely to see you. Give Biddy our love.
Tell Richard I'll see him at the club Sunday.
Have a wonderful day, Rory. I want to hear all about it. Do you need a ride, or is your horse parked outside?
It's so nice to meet you.
Have a great day.
Oh, you don't want to forget your coat?
Oh, no, because that would be embarrassing.
You leave the house looking like that.
It's not plans, believe me.
And on Rory's first day of school, what kind of impressions did you think you were going to make?
What are you doing here, Mother?
I told you I came to put in a good word for Rory.
Well, she didn't need a good word.
I'm not allowed here, is that it?
I didn't say that.
I'm allowed to pay for it, but I can't actually set foot on the premises. So I just want to get the rules straight.
Boy.
How about the street? Can I drive down the street?
Forget it.
Maybe I should just avoid this neighborhood altogether. Though my doctor's just down the block, maybe I can get special permission if I'm bleeding from the head.
I'm sorry. I was just surprised to see you here.
I just thought it was important for this school to know they had a Gilmore amongst them.
A very good thought.
And that some of the Gilmores actually own clothing.
And on that note, I have to get to work. I'll see you later.
Dinner, Friday night. No spurs, please.
Ah! You're obviously a bright girl, Miss Gilmore.
Thank you.
Good grades. Teachers like you. Not a lot of social activities, though.
Oh, well, just living in Stars Hollow is kind of a social activity, actually.
Nothing in your school appealed to you?
I work at my mother's inn after school sometimes. And I was in the German club for a while, but there were only three of us, and then two left for the French club after seeing Schindler's List, so...
What are your aspirations?
I want to go to Harvard and study journalism and political science.
On your way to being...
Christiane Amanpour.
Really?
Yes.
Not Cokie Roberts?
No.
Not Oprah, Rosie, or one of the women from The View?
No.
Why do you wish to be Christiane Amanpour?
Well, I don't wish to be her, exactly. I just want to do what she does.
Which is?
Travel, see the world up close, report on what's really going on, be a part of something big.
And to be part of something big, you have to be on TV? Why not lead the police in a high-speed chase? That's a quicker way to achieve this goal.
Being on TV has nothing to do with it. Maybe I'll be a journalist and write books or articles about what I see. I just want to be sure that I see... something. You'll notice the debating team's also missing from my resume.
I've known your grandparents for quite some time.
I know.
In fact, I was at a party at their house just last week where I had the most delicious lobster puffs I've ever eaten. I'm very fond of them.
That's nice.
None of this, however, will be of any benefit to you. Chilton has one of the highest academic standards of any school in America. You may have been the smartest girl at Stars Hollow, but this is a different place. The pressures are greater, the rules are stricter, and the expectations are higher. If you make it through, you will have received one of the finest educations one can get, and there should be no reason why you should not achieve all your goals. However, since you are starting late and are not used to this highly competitive atmosphere, there is a good chance you will fail. That is fine. Failure is a part of life. But not a part of Chilton. Understand?
So you like the lobster puffs, huh?
Take this to Miss James in the administration office across the hall.
Hi, I'm looking for Miss James.
Name?
Lorelai Gilmore. But I go by Rory.
Fill this out, please.
Well,
shut up. Tarts and ciders.
Lorelai Gilmore.
Nice stripper name.
Formerly of Stars Hollow High School.
Where's that?
Drive west, make a left at the haystacks and follow the cows.
Ooh, a Dixie chick.
Perfect attendance, 4.0 grade point average.
Bugs, dirt, twigs.
She's a journalism major.
That means she's going to go out for the school paper.
Not necessarily. She's got like 1,000 recommendations in here.
Popular with the adults and going out for the school paper.
Would you stop? You don't know she's going out for the paper.
Oh, something's biting me.
Quiet down.
Hate nature.
She'll never catch up. She's a month behind already.
You can tutor her. Be like a big sister.
You're funny.
Okay, Lizard, goodbye.
Why are they letting all these extra people in? They just take up space and screw up the curve. We don't need any new kids here.
Too late.
Here's the dining room, the science hall, the theater. Here's your locker number. Here's your schedule. Take this map. Here's the rules of the school and the Chilton Honor Code. Here are the words to the school song, which must be recited upon demand. This can happen any place, any time. If you do it in Latin, you get extra credit. Do you have any questions?
Not at the moment.
If you do, you can make an appointment to see your guidance counselor, Mr. Winters. He handles everything but bulimia and pregnancy. For that, you have to go to the nurse or Coach Rubens. Welcome to Chilton.
Already the longest day of my life, and oh, look, it's only 10. How nice.
There's no coffee.
That's not funny.
I can give you herbal tea.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
Every morning for you is a coffee morning.
This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
I can give you tea and a balance bar.
Please, please, please tell me you're kidding.
I'm kidding.
You're sick.
Yep.
You're a sadist. You're a fiend. You're pretty.
Well, here to go.
To go, please.
You want to know what this stuff does to your central nervous system?
Ooh, do you have a chart? Because I love charts.
Forget it. Kill yourself. So what happened this morning that was so awful?
Rory started Chilton.
Really?
Yeah. What?
That's how you dress to take Rory to Chilton?
No, but...
I mean, that's a fancy school.
My clothes were at the cleaners, and I had the fuzzy clock, and it didn't purr on time.
It didn't purr?
It's fuzzy. It purrs. You know what? Never mind. I gotta go.
I had a plan, damn it.
Me too. Next time you're getting tea.
Visualize, ladies. It's a Thanksgiving Day parade. You're standing on Fifth Avenue. There's 100 beautiful boys marching in place behind you. And there you are. You are out in front with your fabulous legs and your perfect tush. Your baton is on fire and the crowd goes nuts. Okay, cookie time. Lorelai, hi.
Hey, Patty.
Isn't today Rory's first day at Chilton?
Oh, yeah, she's there right now. I just got through dropping her off.
Is that what you wore?
No, look at the time. See you, Patty.
Bye. Oh, ladies, what do I see? Naked girls. No, no. Keep those leotards on. This is not Brazil.
Lorelai?
Mom?
Lorelai, good. I'm going shopping this afternoon, and I thought I'd pick up a few things for Rory.
Like what?
Oh, you know, a couple of extra skirts and tops for school.
Okay, I already took care of all that, Mom. I got her 2 skirts and a bunch of tops.
But there are 5 days in a school week.
Really? Are you sure? Because my days of the week underwear only go to Thursday.
Is that a joke?
Mom, 2 skirts are fine.
I never know with you.
Really, don't bother.
Well, what if she gets one dirty?
Well, then she'll wear the other one.
What if she gets them both dirty?
Well, then we'll use this newfangled thing called a washing machine. The town just chipped in and bought one. My turn's Tuesday.
Well, then, what about socks? Chilton has these special logo socks. Rory should have them.
Mom, please.
And what about the school sweater? She might like that. And there's a sweater vest and the book bag.
Are you getting a cut of the merchandising?
Rory should have these things. She'll be the only one who doesn't.
She'll live.
Well, I'm at least getting her the Chilton coat. Is she a size 6?
Mom, please.
This is a simple question, Lorelai.
She's a 6, but I'd get an 8 in case she grows.
If she grows, I'll buy another.
Okay, well then a 6 is great. I gotta go, Mom. Bye.
And while French culture was the dominant outside cultural influence, especially for Russia's moneyed class, English culture also had its impact. Tolstoy's favorite author, for instance, was...
Dickens.
Yes. And, of course, last week we covered Dostoevsky's main authorial influences...
George Sand and Balzac.
Good. As Tolstoy commenced writing both War and Peace and Anna Karenina, Count Leo would turn to...
David Copperfield.
Correct. He would turn to David Copperfield for inspiration.
Ah, Mr. DeGray.
Sir.
Nice to have you back. Hope your grandfather's better.
I'm much better, sir.
Good. Take your seat, please.
Great Expectations, A Tale of Two Cities, Little Dorrit, all major influences on Leo Tolstoy. Tomorrow, we will talk about many similarities in the writing styles of these two literary masters, Tolstoy and Dickens. Class dismissed.
Looks like we got ourselves a Mary.
Miss Gilmore, come up here, please.
Here are our last week's study materials. There'll be a test on them tomorrow, but since you're new, you can take a makeup on Monday. Will that be sufficient time?
Monday? Sure, that's fine.
Good. That's just an overview. It would be very helpful to you to borrow one of the other students' personal notes. They tend to be more detailed.
More detailed than this?
It seems daunting right now, I know.
No, it's okay. It'll be fine.
Remember to get those notes. They'll be a lifesaver.
Oh, I'm Paris.
I didn't see you there. Where'd you come from?
I know who you are, too. Lorelai Gilmore from Stars Hollow. You can call me Rory. Are you going out for the Franklin?
The what?
Nice innocent act. At least I know you're not going out for drama club.
I'm confused.
The Franklin, the school paper, are you going out for it?
I don't know. I have to find my locker first.
I'm going to be editor next year.
Well, good for you.
I'm also the top of the class, and I intend to be valedictorian when I graduate.
Okay, I'm going now.
You'll never catch up. You'll never beat me. The school is my domain, and the Franklin is my domain. And don't you ever forget that.
Guess you're not going to let me borrow your notes, huh?
They're smaller than the last batch.
No, they're not.
Smaller means watery, no good peach taste.
No, there's plenty of peach taste, being as they're, you know, peaches.
What about the ones on the bottom?
Oh, great. No, be sure to check them all. That's it. Give every last one of them a nice, good squeeze. You wouldn't want to actually leave me one that I could sell somebody else. Oh, wait a minute, you missed one. Now, I'm not going to tell you which one it is. I'm just going to let your impeccably good radar... There it is! You got it!
Okay!
I look great, right?
Yes. Yes. See, this is how I was supposed to look this morning.
Good morning, Jackson.
Oh, my God. Today was Rory's birthday.
Yes, and I was supposed to look together and fabulous and not like I've been up all night playing quarters.
Nobody cares how you looked.
Everybody cared.
Who?
Oh, the other moms, the headmaster, my mom, Luke, Miss Patty, the new fire chief with the tiny little head.
Pieces.
A little watery.
Oh, now you planned this.
Did you say something about your mother?
Oh, yeah. I walked into the headmaster's office, and there she was.
Really? Why?
Because she knew I'd wake up late and dress like a cowgirl and humiliate myself.
Well, she's good.
The best.
Oh, I would love to know what you're doing.
They're rolling differently, too.
Oh, because of the extra water.
Exactly.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, I would ignore those women because the only thing that matters is that Rory got into that great school.
I know. She looked so amazing in her uniform and she was so excited. And I just admire her so much jumping into a new school.
She's my hero.
Mine too.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up. Suki, the peaches, please.
Excuse me. There's a phone call for you. And if I'm to fetch you like a dog, I'd like a cookie and a raise.
Thanks for the peach.
This will be absolutely wonderful. There are supposed to be darling shops all up and down this street. Oh, excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where we can find the best antiques?
At your house, I guess.
Mom, did I give you this number? Because I don't remember giving you this number. Yeah, well, I must be losing my mind. What can I, I'm sorry, Mom, can you hold on 1 second?
Drella, could you just take it down just a notch?
Thanks. Okay, I'm back.
I wanted you to know that I just bought a parking space for Rory at Chilton.
You what?
They are very hard to come by, but I pulled a few strings, and it's all hers.
Mom, Rory doesn't have a car.
No, but she's got a birthday coming up soon.
Okay, hold on a second. Drella. Drella, please, a little softer.
Hey, do I look like I got Panasonic stamped on my ass?
Mom, you're not buying Rory a car.
Why not? She's a smart girl. She's responsible.
Well, she doesn't need one.
She needs to have a way to get around, to get to school.
She'll be taking the bus.
I know. I hate that she takes the bus. Drug dealers take the bus.
You know what, Mom? I gotta go.
Fine. We'll discuss this at a later date.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Mary.
Me?
Yeah, you.
My name is Rory.
And I'm Tristan.
Hi.
So you're new?
Yeah, first day.
Well, Remy's class is rough.
Yeah, it seemed very intense.
You know, I could loan you my notes if that would help.
Really? That'd be great.
Yeah? How great?
I don't know. Mr. Remy said that getting someone's notes would be...
I could even help you study if you want.
I kind of view studying as a solitary activity. But thanks.
Bye, Mary.
It's Rory.
I completely understand.
Oh, do you? Because this is a brand new car.
But I swear.
He brings the car up and it's scratched.
Well, I just backed the car up and then...
I'd know if my car was scratched before I parked it or not.
Okay, let's calm down. Sir, why don't I have your car looked at tomorrow? And I'm sure we can find a way to resolve this.
No.
In the meantime, I would love for you to have lunch here on me. Dessert is a must. Anything with our homemade ice cream is absolutely delicious. I promise you, life as you know it will never be the same. What do you say?
All right, I think I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lorelai, I swear, I didn't scratch his car.
Derek.
I mean, if you thought I was unreliable or a bad driver, I
just... It's okay.
Because I can drive.
Oh, sweetie, I am sure you can. Listen, we'll just take it over to Muskie's tomorrow and have the guys look at it. I'm sure they can buff it out for nothing, okay?
Okay. It's a real nice outfit you're wearing today.
Thank you, Derek.
Once again, your faithful Pooch is here to say please come back to the desk. Someone needs to talk with you.
It's not my mother, is it?
It's possible.
It's possible?
There's a resemblance.
Hmm. Hi.
Hi. Is this a bad time?
No, not at all. What are you doing here?
Well, I had to meet an associate for lunch, and he was coming up from New York, so I thought, why not meet him in a beautiful inn?
Oh, good. Enjoy your lunch.
Thanks, I will.
Okay.
And I was also wondering if maybe I could take you out to dinner sometime.
We're a little food-obsessed, aren't we?
Well, it's the company more than the food that interests me.
I'm flattered.
Is that a yes?
That's a... you're a dad.
And you're a mom, although I'm still finding that really hard to believe.
No, I mean, you're a Chilton dad.
Ooh, that sounds bad.
Not bad, just tricky. You know, Rory just started there, and I think I should let her fall in with the bad crowd before I start hooking up with the PTA.
Well, I'm not on the PTA.
Oh, see, there you go. I can't date anybody not on the PTA.
Look, it's just a casual dinner.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to China for a week on business. And when I get back, I'm going to try again.
China. Wow.
Impressed?
No. Rome, I'd be impressed. China, I'm just China. Wow.
Okay. Lorelai Gilmore, general manager. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a safe trip.
I will.
He does that so well.
You are making me sick.
Oh, now, honey, you try it. I'll watch you walk away, too.
Stop it.
Go on, now, walk. Can't be that bad.
Leave me alone.
No, you have to do it with a little more attitude. Make me think you mean it. That's lunch.
Well,
I'm sorry, but you're going to open. Oh, no. I am so sorry. Paris, please, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. Like, my locker just slipped. I pulled too hard. I didn't mean to...
Is there water in that mug?
Get away from me. Excuse me. I need Miss Ness. History?
It's behind you.
Of course it is. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Seats now, please.
Hey, Mary.
Okay. We left our projects off on Friday with Mr. Gaynor, so today we will pick up with Miss Keller.
I don't have my projects.
Miss Keller, did you have sufficient time to complete your project?
Yes.
And yet you don't have it done?
Nope.
All right. You will receive an incomplete for this project.
It's my fault.
Who are you?
Rory Gilmore. I wrecked your project. Shut up.
I don't have a Rory Gilmore. I have a Lorelei Gilmore.
That's me.
You are Rory and Lorelei Gilmore?
Yes, and I wrecked her project. My locker got stuck.
Just stay out of this. Do you go by Rory or Lorelei?
Whatever. It's not her fault.
I need you to pick one.
One what?
One name.
Rory.
Fine, thank you. Rory, you wrecked Paris project when?
Just before class.
Very convenient.
No, I did. My locker got stuck, and when I opened it...
Stop it! Miss Gilmore, since you say you wrecked Miss Geller's project, then you may help her fix it. You have until tomorrow.
Fine.
No.
Why not?
I don't want your help.
But I don't mind doing it.
Just stay out of this.
What is wrong with you? I'm trying to help you.
Well, don't. Ladies, enough. Miss Geller, if you don't want Miss Gilmore's help, then you may have until tomorrow. If it's not done, you will receive an incomplete. Is that understood?
Yes.
As long as you're standing, class, we have a new student. Say hello to Rory Gilmore.
Hello, Mary.
Now walk smooth. That's a new Harry Potter on your heads. If they should drop, Harry will die and there won't be any more books. Now that's how you should have dressed this morning, Missy.
What are you doing here?
See now, that's where you were voted Mr. Personality of the New Millennium. Where's your crown?
I just mean you don't usually come in at this time.
Well, I have to pick up Rory from school. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No lectures?
My blood sugar's low. I'll eat an apple and get back to you.
God, this has been one hectic, bizarro day for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, this morning with the being late and my mother with her existing. Oh, and this father from Chilton, he drove out to the inn all the way from Hartford just to ask me out.
Really? You going?
No. He's got a kid in school with Rory, and the whole thing just seemed a little weird.
Oh, good.
Good?
Yeah, I think it's good that you turned him down.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably old, right?
Old?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a kid in high school.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, but you were young when you had Rory. Most people aren't that young. Most people are,
Old.
Yeah.
Like this guy who asked me out.
But you're not going.
No, I'm not going. Oh, that's me.
Ugh.
Hello? Hi, Babette. What? Okay. No, I'll be right there, thanks. I have to go.
Keep it. I gave you decaf.
Hey! Oh, Lorelei, I'm so sorry I had to call you like this.
Oh, that's okay, Babette. I appreciate it.
All of a sudden, they pull up, get out of the truck, and start sniffing around. It's very strange.
All right, let me go talk to them.
Tell her about the gnome, baby.
They kicked the gnome.
What?
Right in the head.
That's just not cool.
I'm very sorry. Is the gnome okay?
Oh, he's fine, sugar. Thanks for asking. But I wouldn't trust these boys. Gnome kicking says a lot about a man's character.
Yes. Well, I'm going to go take care of this. Thanks.
Hey!
What are you doing?
You live here?
Yes, I do.
I'm supposed to install a DSL for Lorelei Gilmore. Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Mick.
Hi, Mick. Nice to meet you. Could you get off my porch?
I was told that you wouldn't be here, but to look for a ceramic frog with a key in it.
I don't understand.
We can't find the frog.
I didn't order a DSL.
The order was placed by an Emily Gilmore.
Oh, no.
We would have been done by now, but the frog search has put us way behind.
Well, look.
Hey, Mick. Found
it. You found the frog.
It wasn't a frog. It was a turtle.
It says here it's a frog.
It's a turtle.
Really?
Trust me. Listen, Mick, I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel that DSL order.
You sure? It's already paid for.
Yeah, I know, but we don't need a DSL, so thanks for coming, and you guys can just go.
Is there a problem?
Oh, nothing. Shakespeare couldn't turn into a really good play.
Let's try another passage. The Romanists have, with great adroitness, drawn three walls round themselves with which they have hitherto protected themselves so that no one could reform them, whereby Christendom has fallen terribly. Who said this?
Martin Luther.
Very good, Miss Gilmore. And what year did Martin Luther address the Christian nobility?
1520.
Very good, Miss Gilmore. Until next time, class.
Stay out of my way. I will make this school a living hell for you.
See you tomorrow, Mary.
The name is Rory.
Can I help you?
God, I wish.
What on earth?
You're not buying us a DSL.
Lorelei, this is hardly the place.
I canceled the order, and it's not happening.
But Rory needs the internet for her school.
We have the internet.
Well, this is faster.
Well, we like our internet slow, okay? We can turn it on, walk around, do a little dance, make a sandwich. With DSL, there's no dancing, no walking, and we'd starve. It'd be all work and no play. Have you not seen The Shining, Mom?
What on earth are you talking about?
Also, there will be no cars, no parking spaces, and all the uniforms will be supplied by me, the mother. That's final. There will be no discussion.
You're being stubborn as usual.
No, Mom, I'm not being stubborn as usual. I'm being me, the same person who always needed to work out her own problems and take care of herself because that's the way I was born. That's how I am.
Florence, I'm tripping.
I appreciate what you have done for Rory in paying for her school. That will not be forgotten. You won't let it. But she is my daughter, and I decide how we live, not you. Now then, do they validate parking here?
There's a stamp at the desk.
Thank you.
So this whole plaid skirt thing, my idea?
My day sucked, too.
Promise?
I swear on my mother's life.
Not yet.
Oh, still hugging. Mm-hmm. So I brought her some coffee.
Why, I'm shocked.
Triple caps, easy foam.
Wow.
And if that doesn't work, we'll stick our fingers in a light socket.
Here.
Oh, wow, what do they expect you to get smart all in one day?
Oh, they expect a lot of things.
Well, so tell me.
I don't know. It was just one big, long, scary, tweety, bad 8 hours.
Add some hairspray, and you've got my day.
One of the girls already hates me. The guys are weird.
Weirder than other guys?
Yeah, they kept calling me Mary.
You're kidding me. Wow, I can't believe they still say that.
Why? What does it mean?
Mary, like Virgin Mary. It means they think you look like a goody-goody.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, what would they have called me if they thought I looked like a slut?
Well, they might have added a Magdalene to it.
Wow, biblical insults. This is an advanced school.
so weird not having you in school today. I mean, I finally noticed some of the other kids. Let me just say, they are a sad lot.
Yeah, we'll add a couple plaid skirts and you've got the Chilton freaks.
Totally miss you.
I miss you.
Hey, guys, I have an idea. What about on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, when I go into Hartford for my business class? What if Lane comes along and you guys can shop and study and join a cult and shave your heads?
Really?
All except the shaving your heads part.
Oh, no. What time is it?
6:30.
I'm late for dinner.
Again? Lane, your mother is going to kill me if I keep sending you home fed and happy.
I'm sorry, but she found a website that sells tofu in bulk.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
Yesterday she went out and bought a bigger fridge.
Boy, now your life is scary.
Can I have your crust?
It's the least I can do.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Pizza for your thoughts.
I wish I could figure out a way to get Paris off my back.
Yeah. Angry chicks are the worst. When I was in high school, I had a Paris.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was horrible.
How'd you get rid of her?
I got pregnant and dropped out.
What if I just learned to French braid her hair?
Even better. Sweetie, you can't let those kids get you down.
I know.
Do you want me to talk to anybody? A parent, a teacher, a big guy named Moose?
I'll just figure it out for myself.
Okay. What?
I was just thinking about the way Paris's face looked when I beat her to that Martin Luther question.
Good, huh?
14 shades of purple.
Cool.
Tomorrow I'm shooting for 15.
Hey, what do you think of Luke?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you think he's cute?
Oh, no. No way.
No way what?
You cannot date Luke.
I said nothing about dating Luke.
If you date him, you'll break up and we'll never be able to eat there again.
I repeat, I said nothing about dating Luke.
Date Al from Pancake World. His food stinks.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Al's food does not stink. Al stinks.